Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Show number 40, I do believe.
40.
That's right. 10 more and a recap. Your favorite thing.
I can't wait for another recap.
How about a nightcap? Hair of the dog that bit you, perhaps?
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know. I didn't drink too much last night. It was just...
Just a late night?
Late night.
You was out jamming.
Psychedelic drugs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
We were jamming last night at a party. It was, speaking of 40, it was the guy's 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, we played at his 30th birthday party, and that was the first time we played together as the four of us in Kink Friday. I lost my voice.
10-year anniversary.
So it was a 10-year anniversary of sorts for us playing...
As that band,
as
too.
This band,
same
yeah.
guys.
Same guys, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Some guys can't stay together for 10 days, but we're staying together for 10 years. So it was a fun night for sure.
You going to play there at 20 years?
I doubt it. Everybody's saying, have another party for your 50th. It was kind of subdued. 40-year-old people, you know.
So would you say that 10-year thing, it's almost like kind of a recap? A recap of the last. Did you play anything that you played the first?
I'm sure there's a few tunes in there. Tunes that we probably didn't want to play, but they wanted us to play.
So that was your first gig, actually, as King Friday? Rocks.com.
That was our first gig as the four of us. Before that. And then we, I don't know if we kicked him out or he left or whatever
happened. And that's when when the other guitar player Dan took over.
He just said, let's see what happens.
What happened to me. We had singers forever, and then singers are always trouble, always a problem. Lead vocalist. And
drummers are problematic too, but for a different reason.
Yeah. But usually the drummer will still be there longer than a singer will. The singer you really can get fed up with and just say, like, just get out of here.
Yeah.
And I kind of filled those shoes by accident myself. We went 3-piece.
And
you guys were 5-piece then at the time?
5-piece, yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. 3-piece is hard to... I mean, you got to really have your stuff down pretty good. 3-piece to make it sound good, I think.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know about that, but... It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's
I tell
good.
You that.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
On Friday night, I went to Toronto, saw Grady.
It was a big music weekend for you.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of another 3-piece, obviously they're really good. But the band before them was called The Matadors. You ever hear them?
No.
Oh, they're too cool.
Was a bull involved in that at all?
No, there was no bulls involved, no.
Okay.
I don't know where they got the name Matadors, but they're a 3-piece and they play rockabilly.
Mm-hmm.
Bass player had like a stand-up bass and he had a big skull head with a mohawk on it on his headstock of the stand-up bass, and in the eyes were lights.
Neat.
Oh yeah, it was cool. And they were just wild. Just the bass player's running through the bar with the
stand-up
bass.
Wow.
It was wireless.
And did he have a strap though of some kind? No strap.
Right. Just
wow,
pure manly. And then there's a few times he picked it up and played it like a guitar, like wong, gong, like just going crazy.
I guess if you're playing something other than what you normally should be playing with the kind of instrument, you have to have some tricks up your sleeve, I think.
I think so.
It makes for a lot of fun. And
these guys were a ton of fun. The guy, the guitar player, played like a hollow body Gretsch kind of guitar kind of thing, rockabilly guitar.
Right.
And he had like flaming flash pots in his headstock. Like, you know, he'd be playing all of a sudden, he'd just point it at the audience and trigger it somehow. And
right.
Flame would be shooting out. It's like a rockabilly Kiss show kind of thing. It was wild. Really wild. It was really good. So that 3-piece really had their shit going on.
And the main band of the evening was?
Grady.
That's right.
Yeah. Gordy Johnson's band. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we went because...
And did you go to the Blues Fest at all on Thursday?
Thursday I went to the Blues Fest. That was Los Lobos. Lobos.
Yeah.
But everybody I talked to said Watermelon Slim was he was the
shite.
Yeah, he was not before Los Lobos, he was before the Detroit Women who backed up Los Lobos.
Right, I was going to say the same night though. And
yeah.
What about tonight?
Tonight is
you got some music tonight?
Yeah, it's Colin James tonight.
That's right.
It's going to be good.
Last night would have been pretty good. I didn't see though was Pat Travers.
Pat Travers and
who actually goes to Detroit now? I think is playing Sunday night.
Yeah, he's tonight. Playing Magic Bag or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, with somebody else, Gary Hoey. You remember that dude?
No, he's not there.
Yeah, he's with him. He's playing.
He's playing with Travers.
Playing with Travers in Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Together.
Oh, I see.
Gary Hoey. Separate.
Too bad he got. He's a really good guitar player, but he got known for his Christmas tunes.
That's right.
That's kinda,
you get that. Yeah, you get that label, and it's kind of
yeah. You're niched in there. That's like.
SPO or whatever they are?
No, Halloween. The band, your buddy's there.
The oh, band Halloween. Is,
yeah, but they actually.
But yeah, that's what they dig that though. Obviously. Yeah, they'll say they're like a Christian band.
Halloween?
It's really weird, yeah. They actually, when we started playing with them, we did a lot of shows with Halloween, and I think it was the first show we ever did with them. We burned crosses on the stage and they flipped out.
Really?
Yeah, they were pretty upset about that.
Why were you burning crosses on the
stage?
I
don't know. It was just like a cool thing to do and smashed an acoustic guitar. It was crazy. They thought we were really wacko.
I really want to do that.
Huh?
I really want to do that.
Break an acoustic guitar?
Yeah, breaking a guitar on stage.
The acoustic is funny because I did an intro to, you know, there's a Fastway song that has a little acoustic guitar intro. Take Another Day, it's called, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a little acoustic intro.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Another Day or Heft? Another Day, I think. And then we played a different Fastway tune after that little bit, but I smashed my guitar then. And it's just acoustic, so it's kind of funny because it was such a nice little piece, you know?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, this guy's busting up his acoustic
that
guitar all over the place.
Cool. I love that idea.
I wish I had that on video.
We got a lot of stuff on video, though.
I do.
It's funny you mentioned a cheap acoustic. You bought a cheap one, right? You just got it somewhere like at a yard
sale.
Yeah,
I did. So. I got that for like $10 or $15. It was a Vox, though.
Really?
Yeah, made in Italy. So whether that's something that's I should have kept or not, I don't know.
Exactly. You're going to regret that. It was cheap, but it was actually probably worth $2,500 today if it was still around.
I don't know. Vox was they were kind of something to collect later on, weren't they?
Well, Vox is one of those companies.
Was it made in Italy, Vox? Is that what Vox is? Because I remember it was made in Italy.
Vox amplifiers are made in England.
Okay.
But that name got so... It was bought and sold. I'm going to say like eight, nine times for sure.
And it had plastic tuning pegs though.
Mm.
So I don't know, like to me, that's not much of a guitar when they got plastic tuning pegs. I just, you know, I don't like it.
But before we actually get on into the show here, when we were in Toronto, we went to, ever hear of Kensington Market?
Not sure.
It's a district.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty bohemian kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
You can get everything there. Anyway, there was this one we're sitting in a bar waiting for our friend to come back from a shop, and I noticed there's guitars and stuff hanging in this one store. I says, well, hang on a minute, I'm gonna go check out this store, regular size store, and no word of a lie, you had just barely enough room to walk a circle in the store, like there's a foot width of aisle space, and then just stuff piled on either side of you as you made your way around the store. It was insane. Everything was cheap, like really cheap. And there was I noticed there was a Fender in there. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's a Fender Strat, made in USA. What the heck is this? It's pink. And it's like piled behind three or four other guitars. I look at it and it's like, it's way knockoff land.
Oh, really?
It's like a cheap plastic nut in there. I'm like, oh, I'm not even going to look at this. I'm going to knock something down and break something up to pay for it. But that would have been a good spot to buy a cheap acoustic guitar just to smash. I'm going to do that. I like that idea.
Yeah, they're around.
Cheap acoustics.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, acoustic is the funny thing to break because it's something that nobody would expect, especially after a nice little intro piece of some kind. That,
right. If you play, actually play something on it, that's the cool part.
Yeah, that's the thing. Something, the softer piece you play, the better. The better effect it is after when you start busting it up.
Wasn't that pretty?
And they're a lot easier to break than the other guitars. Usually the other guitars, you might get the headstock broken off, but you'll break the neck from the body, and after that, it's a little tough.
Yeah, it's no good.
Because, I mean, you've seen what Pete Townsend can do with an electric guitar. Yeah. And it's pretty wild what he does. It can drive you crazy. Isn't that an emotion?
Crazy is an emotion, yes.
We'll be right back with emotions.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Jabbercast. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. On every Sunday morning on A Touch of Class Radio, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's right, an hour of talk radio on the Jabbercast. A different topic every week with Big JD and Lippo.
And we're back.
To the music show.
The music show.
Yeah, that's all we've been talking about, haven't we?
Yeah. I hadn't even realized it was all about music. Lippo's Weekend, right here on the Jabbercast. We'll see you next week.
He's dead, but they're making him look like he's alive.
Yeah, holding him up, moving his arms, moving his lips.
Oh.
Lipso.
It's Calypso. Music.
So the last thing we had discussed in the previous segment was emotions.
I don't recall that at all.
No, we kind of slipped into it was a little segue, yet an outway.
Sure.
What do you call an outway? Something you slide out instead of a segue into something.
A segue is, I don't know.
It wouldn't be the same word,
no,
would it?
No, it wouldn't.
But today's show is on emotions.
Right.
Emotions and more.
Yep.
You know, and if we break down and start crying in the studio, it's okay.
I can cry in demand.
Yeah. Cry now. He's crying. Look at the tears and everything. Here, have a tissue. And now he's pooping. No, that's is my, that an emotion?
That's my nose. Pooping is not... I'm pretty happy when I'm pooping normally, though.
Why, yeah.
It's an emotional
thing. It can be tough sometimes, though, to get out a big log.
Yeah, it can be.
And sometimes your eyes water when you're done.
So does everybody else's eyes in that walk into the room by accident.
Some things that you would maybe not consider emotions, words that are actually an emotion, I guess, or type emotion. We'll get into those a little more, but maybe we'll get into start off with some of the regular type emotions that people have.
Okay.
And I think they're I wouldn't say take emotions for granted, but they're so commonplace, emotions of all different kinds, that I don't know if we even really pay much attention most of the time, that we go through lots of different emotions daily, weekly, monthly, yearly.
I think a lot of people are in touch with their emotions, and a lot of people aren't. And the people who aren't...
are mostly men.
Are mostly men, and they don't realize how their emotions affect other people. They just, you know, they're insensitive to how they are making other people feel with their emotions.
And that right there specifically would probably be emotions that are like not good emotions, not so much emotional.
Sure.
Like when you say somebody's emotional, usually that means like a soft emotion, you would think. You know what I mean? Oh, he's very emotional. But the word emotional could mean, you know, he's violent. He's very emotional.
Yes.
But that's not how we use it.
No, it
is. Context.
Usually emotional means he's super sensitive and he could cry.
Or she.
Or she, yeah.
Yeah.
That he could break down and cry, you know, in an instant. But so watch what you say. He's emotional. Yeah.
And when you say, when you want to speak of somebody as being on a the other side of, like, you know, mean or violent or not, you usually use the word, I think.
Right. Like if, yeah.
Like he's crazy or he's nuts or he's violent or he's, or she.
Or she. You don't normally say they're emotional when they're like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and...
maybe over-emotional. No, you wouldn't use that either, I don't think.
No.
It's funny how that works.
Well, it's just how we've come to know that word emotional. Usually it's like someone passes away or you lose a job or, you know, you're depressed or something that's...
yeah, depression and sadness, those are usually ones that you find would... come into play when you say emotional.
Right.
Depression, sadness, crying, those types of things. And I don't know if there's an actual word then for the other end, a single word that kind of sums up those types of emotions, the ones where you know, you get a little crazy.
I don't think there is.
Some things, pain is an emotion. What? And pain could be pain.
Pain is an emotion.
Pain can be an emotion, sure. Not necessarily...
Explain.
Not necessarily pain from being hurt physically, but isn't there mental pain?
I think...
So this is one of the ones that kind of seems almost on the border, as opposed to, sad, sympathetic. Those are emotions, aren't they?
Yes.
Some of them are a little strange, but pain, like, you know what I mean? Well, pain from something other than a physical pain, emotional pain of some kind. That's an emotion, isn't it?
I think the pain, a noun, is something that can create emotion. Like one is a cause of the other. You know what I'm saying?
Then when you say somebody's in, they were in a lot of pain from something.
Yeah, they're in a lot of pain.
That wouldn't be an emotion?
Right.
The pain itself?
No, it's what the reaction to that pain is their emotion.
And some more like that merriment.
What the heck is merriment have to do
when with you're that? Merry and gay?
I'm not gay.
Is that...
Is that what?
He just ran in the closet.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm running out of juice on my laptop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you don't have a plug for it?
I do have a plug.
Oh.
You got some place to put my plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you weren't gay. 18 and over, please. It's a little ways away, though. That's the only problem.
Okay, this is the fix your laptop.
So I'll do it anyway, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good distance away.
Yeah, it is.
Unless I go over your lap.
So I don't know. If that works, then that's what we'll do. I'm starting to get peeved. Isn't that an emotion? No, that's not going to work either. That's not going to work. You talk to the fine people, and
okay.
I'll hook you up.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, what is an emotion? What is emotion? Well, according to dictionary.com, it's an affective state of consciousness. An affective state of consciousness. Oh, boy, that's easy for you to say. An affective state of consciousness in which joy, sorrow, fear, hate, or the like is experienced. So it's a affective state of consciousness which is experienced. As distinguished from cognitive and volitional states of consciousness. Cognitive of, being, looking, seeing. Volitional. Do you know what volitional means? Big JD?
Volitional?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got something to do with, emotion.
No, it has nothing to do
with... I have no idea what this whole definition is.
Okay, that was just
all about there.
Anyway, that's the number one definition. Another one is any of the feelings of joy, sorrow, fear, hate, love. It's funny they use this.
What about things like is doubt? Is doubt like an emotion?
I say
where does that fit in? Because I wanted to get into some of these things that are different, but are they emotion?
I think you're thinking of the causes of specific emotions. Doubt will cause an emotion of fear. You have fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is the emotion.
And disappointment. Pity.
I pity the fool!
Pain arising from another's hurt. You have pity.
Pity.
Is pity an emotion,
pity.
Envy. I think a lot of these things fall into the category of emotion, but they're not like your regular sad love. Love can and can't be an emotion, I think.
Oh, for sure. Love is a lot of things, yeah. Love is bodily fluids changing between two or more people. Yeah. Or one person, what am I saying? If you love yourself and you're changing, I guess you're not. There could be bodily.
The love exchange between your hand and your foot, say.
Your member.
You're giving your foot a massage.
Did you ever know anybody who had a foot fetish?
Right here, you're talking to him.
Okay.
I can't get enough of feet.
Can't get enough of... He's staring
at
me.
Oh, he's got his socks on.
I always wear my socks around here, that's for sure.
I hope your nails are painted, though, under there. That'd be sweet. Confidence?
Confidence, yes.
Is it an emotion?
Well, where are you getting this?
It's not necessarily...
Why? You're coming up with stuff that...
Yeah, I'm horror?
I used to know...
horror is...
Oh, no.
Don't those fall under the category of emotion somehow? Because they are some type of an emotion or bring about an emotion. But what else would you say? What other category could that fall into as far as our senses or whatever?
The way I look at it is, you're doing this. Is that a magic trick? Look, nothing in my hands.
Okay, there's nothing in my hands. And no, actually, what that is the fact that we're going to take a break and be back right after this fine message.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content.
Well, there you go. We're back. We were talking about how some things that are maybe not necessarily an emotion can fall into that category, perhaps.
Sure. I'm not going to... We could really disagree here, but we can... I just think that the things that you're thinking about are just causes for emotions. Those things bring on a specific emotion.
Is fear an emotion?
Fear is, yeah.
So like horror causing fear...
Sure.
Is horror is more of a cause?
Yes, the horror.
So when
causes.
Emotions come into play, there's like the cause and effect type thing.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, where yeah.
For every emotion, there is a cause. If you lack emotion, there usually is no stimulus happening to you. In fact, that was going to be part of the Jabber quote, was the one I was going to use, which there's a ton of quotes you can
don't
get
pull out it out of the bag yet.
I want to say it right now.
Lust.
Lust. Ooh, there's a good one.
Some are a tough call, I think. Is lust an emotion?
It might be, yeah. Because supposedly love is an emotion as well. It's a lot of other
right.
things.
Yeah. But it also falls into... I think some things can maybe fall into both emotion
yeah.
and maybe cause. Wonder? Is wonder an emotion? You know, when you're in wonder of
right.
something, you know?
Yeah. Wonder, I think, could be an emotion.
It's also bread, but we're not talking about bread today.
No, we're not talking about bread. Well, depending on what kind of emotion Wonder Bread gives you.
It could give you an emotion, sure. That's another thing that we, you know, and we can get into that, is the emotions, that some of the things that bring about emotion. I don't mean necessarily horror and things like that, but... Things like food. Food can trigger emotion.
Oh,
music can trigger emotion.
Oh, for sure.
You know, those kinds of things. And that stuff would be kind of neat to discuss as well.
Sure.
Like a song could bring about, you know, a specific thought from, you know, your past or...
Usually that's what the case is. Your emotions are based on past experiences, I think. In so much that you had something happen to you in the past, made you feel a specific way. And then the next thing that happens similar to that...
You can bring back that
Bring emotion. Back that similar emotion. It might even make it even stronger, or might even make it weaker. It might desensitize it.
The more it happens, yeah.
And then when we get triggers like a smell or a song, like you say, we can... It brings back that emotion. Depends how strong that emotion was initially, I think.
A smell could bring an emotion on?
I think smell is one of the strongest triggers for bringing on stuff. Like you smell something and it's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
I remember grandma's kitchen used to smell like this or whatever, you know?
Or grandma used to cook that when she used to do those things to me. Anyway.
That's bad.
You know what? Actually, did you ever hear a story where grandmother is the one that ever did anything like that? Now that I think of that, we should do a show on that stuff, actually.
Well, you should do one with your grandmother.
Well, yeah.
You're doing a show with your grandmother, aren't you? I mean, you have done.
I have a show that I just recently did with my grandmother that hasn't aired yet, and that's going to be on the Jeff and that's on the Jeff and Lana show. Yeah,
you had to think about it there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did too many shows going on. I'm not sure what's for what anymore.
What about those buds? Are they fitting all right? It seems like you're playing with them a lot.
Yeah, and I just I try and leave them really loose because I get a little bit too much. I have some slap back in here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
leave them loose and hanging.
But I also sometimes run out of cable a little bit and it pulls on here.
Sure.
I have issues.
Yeah, you should talk into the microphone instead of...
That's right. But well, no, I was telling you while I was... But yeah, so many things can trigger emotion, and it can be just regular things that go on all day long. Like now road rage. Rage has got to be an emotion.
Of course.
And the way that people drive or things like that, or things that go out in the streets while you're driving around, could cause rage.
This morning when I pulled out of my driveway, we're having our driveway asphalted, and the dudes left all their equipment on the front of our yard.
Mm-hmm.
So being quite sleepy-headed this morning, as I'm pulling out of my driveway, I just look over, and it just looks dead. And I pull out, and there's a car, like, right there. I didn't see him because there's this big, huge thing out in front
of
my...
Piece of machinery,
right. Just made my heart go boom, boom, and you could tell this. And then, he doesn't pass me. I'm, you know, right on my ass, just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you fuck, are you...
So let's think of what kind of emotions would come into play there with your heart going...
And his or her.
And his, yeah.
I didn't even look at
them as well.
Yeah.
Probably some rage on somebody's, on their part.
On
maybe.
Their part, yeah.
You excited? Not in a good way.
No.
But there's got to be that emotion of excitement of, you know, when you like the adrenaline going kind of thing.
Sure. And you know, another emotion I was having honestly was, oh, that was so, you know, I felt not guilty, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
I should have been more careful or something.
Yeah. What would you call that one? That'd be like when you
regret.
No, is regret an emotion? I really regret doing that.
I think it is. It's like, well, if you
I think there's something else there that I can't think of when you feel that way.
Yeah. There are base emotions like this fear, love, hate, sorrow thing.
Yeah.
And then I think there's maybe a different
ooh,
level.
I like that analogy. Base emotions.
Base emotions, yeah.
Right. So then there's shelved emotions.
Yeah, sub emotions.
Sub emotions, okay. Yeah. Sub emotions.
And I think regret is one of those sub emotions. It's not sorrow because... I wasn't super sad, but it was like...
Was it pity on yourself? No.
Pity the fool!
I pity the fool.
Every time you say pity, I don't know why I want to do that.
Pity. It makes me think of olives.
Olive oil?
Olives.
Olive.
Not olive oil.
No.
Popeye.
Right. For some reason, I'm just thinking of a woman whose name was Olive. But anyway, back...
You know somebody whose name is Olive?
Who's a woman. A woman.
One well, of my, I hope it's a woman, but...
One of my mom's friends, her name was Olive.
No.
Yeah.
A nickname.
It might have been a nickname.
I can't see that being real, but that's kind of neat. I could see her maybe having Olive skin or have a nickname Olive, but not a real name Olive.
Right. Yeah, I think her...
Unless it was like O-L-E-F or something, and was like...
Olaf.
From some other country. Yeah. Olive.
Olaf.
This is
there's a...
Cousin Olive.
There's a... Yeah, it's a... man's name, I think, Olaf. Mm-hmm.
It's always also the first letter in the Jewish alphabet, Olive.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. You pulled that out of your...
I pulled that out of a hat, actually.
Smelly hat that comes from the back of your body. It's his butt. No.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Jeff's giving me the...
No, I'm not.
Flashing. It's just... like, I got to work with all these party guys.
All these party guys. All these guys that are here right now, I got to work with them.
Exactly.
A schizophrenic.
I was going to say.
Is that a...
How's schizophrenia?
How does emotion fit into schizoid? There's emotions that play there somewhere. If you're schizophrenic, I would imagine. You're going through some different kinds of things.
I think you...
I don't know what that would be.
You compartmentalize your emotions into... specific personalities. So
you what them?
compartmentalize.
Wow.
That's a psychological term. My buddy Dan Maurice always uses that, and that's how he deals with life. This guy has... That's a guy...
Compartmentalize?
Yeah, that's a guy you should have on You Talking to Me.
What does he do? Does he do something for a living?
Yeah, he works at Chrysler's.
Oh, okay.
But his life, I'm telling you, is a story that's unlike anybody else's story I know.
Oh, he's got like a...
Holy...
An interesting life experience...
Yes.
Type of thing. That's cool, yeah.
But back to schizophrenia, I think that schizophrenics...
See how you went right off into another...
Yeah. But did you see how I came back on?
Yeah.
we usually...
I'm doing the rest of the show with Lippo. No, I am. I am.
Yeah, see...
I am.
People who are schizophrenic, I think they don't want to split that one personality and have all different... emotions with that one personality. So they have their happy friend, they have their sad friend, they have their mad friend, they have their horny friend, and so on and so on.
Okay, yeah, right, they're friends. We're gonna take a break and we'll come back with schizophrenics and more right after this.
Cuckoo.
Think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
And we're back with the Jabbercast. Big JD and Lippo, at your service.
Yeah, we are at your service, actually. You want to get a hold of us?
How do they do that?
Hop on to Yahoo Messenger during the show. We'll talk to you personally.
That's right. Yahoo Messenger. And we sometimes neglect to mention that, do we not?
I think we do.
Yeah. We're live on Yahoo Messenger right now. Username The Jabbercast.
The Jabbercast. The Jabbercast. All one word.
And as well, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. But we would prefer you to... Oh, he's got a mouthful now.
I mean, Jeff's... JD's cookies. Sorry. Something that not enough people do. And that's good.
And I just tossed those this morning. Okay, yeah, go on. They're still soft. That actually, I'm hurt from that. But that's physical, not emotionally.
We're being very emotional right now.
So, yeah, we prefer you go to the contact page of the website, www.thejabbercast.com.
That's right.
And
there's the My Chingo little widget there. There's a button that says leave a message. You click that and it'll open a new page on your web browser. And in there, you're able to just talk in your computer, assuming that you have a microphone connected to it or in it. A lot of laptops definitely have microphones built right in. And all Macintosh have mics built into them, too, which I highly recommend.
Cameras.
Cameras are built into laptops, for sure.
Yeah. And not only the laptops, but desktops as well now. iMac.
Yeah. It's one of those things that Macintosh just...
becoming commonplace, even in the PC world.
I know, but who started?
Yeah.
Apple. Where do you think USB started? Apple. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do that and start talking, leave a message, and you can just play it back before you actually submit it. And if you don't like, you know, the way it sounded or whatever, hit it again.
Re-record
it until it's to your liking. Yeah, do that, please.
And if it's easier for you to remember, just go to BigJD.com.
The brand name, BigJD.com.
That's right. Go to the program guide and you'll find all the podcasts.
Do you have any hoodies made up yet?
And what's that?
Do you have any hoodies made up yet?
Hoodies? Yeah. No, not yet. That'd be cool, actually. Big JD hoodies.
For sure. All the cool podcasts have hoodies now.
Wow.
Scott E. Vest. You're familiar with Scott E. Vest?
I don't think so. Scott E. Vest? Is that a type of thing you wear?
Yes.
A Scott E. Vest.
Well, it's Scott E. Vest is the way they actually pronounce it.
Right.
And it's a geek hoodie. It's not a vest. Initially they were vests, but now they make hoodies as well. So there's compartments for your iPod, your cell phone, your PDA, and
I've seen vests like that.
Yeah, but this isn't a vest.
Almost like a safari type.
Right, but these are hoodies that are
okay.
Yeah, and they're zip up.
They have sleeves?
Hoodies have sleeves, yeah.
Yeah, but you said vest, so I just...
That's what I'm saying. Initially, they were vests.
Oh, right. But okay, now they've
expanded into the hoodie realm.
Yeah, I don't care for the... I wouldn't care for the vest thing. I used to wear vests, though. Leather vests.
Me too. Late... I don't know. Early 90s, I think.
Me? Back in the 70s.
Did you?
Well, back, no, maybe not. Back in would it have been the 70s or 80s? Well, yeah. Late 70s, early 80s for sure. Actually, when I started riding motorcycles, too, I was wearing a leather vest at the time still. I had some old GWG Scrubbies vest.
GWG?
Yeah, remember GWG?
Just now
I had Levi corduroy vests. And then I had leather vests with lace leather up the sides and stuff. And I've had some cool stuff.
That is very cool. Now, they say GWG. I remember having a jean GWG
yep,
vest.
I had a jean.
Way back, like in grade 8
I had
nine.
A jean vest. I think I probably had jacket from them, too. They used to make jeans. GWG, Scrubbies.
Scrubbies.
Neat stuff.
So when you put on your favorite pair of jeans or whatever...
How do you feel?
How do you feel when you're doing that? Definitely happy. Content.
Yeah, content. I think that's changed, though, now. I don't have those kinds of
well, I hope you changed by now.
That, you know, really bring about a strong emotion as you would when you were younger, a teenager maybe, because you're in that rebellious stage and you put those jeans on with the holes in them and you're, you know, these are cool, man.
Yeah, you're thinking.
I'm the dude.
You're thinking the way you feel a certain way, you feel rebellious or if you feel geeky or whatever you feel when you're just getting in touch with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, and when you put something on that totally
it brings that out
reflects exactly the way you feel inside, like this is exactly the way I'm.
Yeah,
and you just
These are me. These are part of me.
That's it.
Yeah. Now it's boots. Boots are that. I'll be in shorts, even a Speedo on the beach with boots on.
Mm.
No, not quite Speedo, but boots I wear everywhere. I'd wear boots to bed if I didn't get smacked in the head by Lana.
Boots to bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tune there.
Boots to bed.
Yeah. I'm going to put my boots to bed while they're on my feet.
That was a high school chick, boots. Boots to bed.
And for Lana, it would be a bag, probably.
A bag?
Yeah. It's a purse or, like, as far as the emotion thing, you got boots, she's probably got... I know a lot of women are. It's yeah, the bag is...
She's, maybe... Yeah, some different things than me. A bag thing for women, I think, and maybe...
It's a bag for you, too, as far as that goes. You're a...
Well, yeah, I'm a bag freak, too.
You're a toter.
I am.
He totes stuff.
I'm a toter. I'm a toddler.
Yes, you are. And a toad.
And a toad.
Gives you want some warts?
Yeah. Kiss me.
Get big JD.
I'll be your prince forever. So, bashfulness?
That was one of the seven dwarves.
Yeah.
There's a whole seven dwarfs and emotions. They were the emotions, weren't they?
Well, no. Sneezy. That's
right.
Not necessarily an emotion.
Not necessarily.
Not
I
at
think
all.
It's guaranteed not an emotion.
Sneezy. Was the other one? Goofy. No, that was that dog.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Sleepy an emotion? No.
No.
But what is it?
I think sleepy is a state where you're...
It's a state. There's something that we need to mention. Things that are states.
Yeah, well, I gave you the definition.
Of a state?
A mental state that arises spontaneously. Spontaneously is another thing we're going to have to get into. Rather than through conscious effort. It's a state. A mental state.
Yeah, like when you made yourself cry on key, that's not an emotion. It has to come about.
That's right.
Yeah, but then what if you think to yourself like, hey, I'm just having a great day. I feel fine. Everything's cool. And now I'm going to think about my... grandfather that passed away so that I get really sad and I start to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now a real emotion comes into play, I guess, but mm-hmm. you evoke that.
That's a great word. As you mean, I'm taking a bite of another cookie. Yeah. These are good stale too.
I'm always ready for your input when you, the wrong time.
Evoke.
Evoked.
Yeah, that's a great word to describe what brings on, how an emotion is brought on, evoking an emotion.
Yeah, so, sometimes it's self-evoked, though. I mean, in that kind of respect. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways. I just, off the top of my head, but there are probably other ways that, or reasons you might bring something like you know, you're sitting at home, nothing to do, whatever, and then you decide to pull out pictures because you want to reminisce.
Oh, pictures.
And so here these emotions start coming into play and you've, you know, provoked. But
you're voking a lot today.
Yeah.
Are you a vote?
Provocalizing.
Are you a vote swaggy?
You call that provocalizing.
Provocalizing. Wow. Another new word. Today's new word is provocalizing.
We should have that in the Jabbercast, the new word section.
New word of the week?
Sure.
Last week,
I can make them up.
Last week's word was transvert.
We got transverted. Something like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's neat.
Because I was just listening to last week's show.
I try and remember them so I can use them again. And you can use them in any context, in any sentence, for any reason.
Sure.
Because they don't necessarily have meaning.
Exactly.
So, sorry, I transverted there a little bit, but...
That's regressed. You regressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what transvert can mean.
Sure, could. Mm-hmm. Turn it around.
It also means that operation that men get when they want to become a woman. They can transvert.
They can transvert.
That's right.
I don't think so.
Well...
Yes.
I think that maybe it's time to move on to...
Dun, 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 dun. Jabberable, jabberable, jabberable. Hmm? Jabberable, jabberable, jabberable. Hmm. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs is nine. One in the hand, two in the bush. Jabberable, jabberable, jabberable. Hmm? Jabberable, jabberable, jabberable. Hmm.
I was just thinking how much it would suck if I had actually forgot to turn the mics back up after all this time.
It would suck
because I've had them up and down occasionally in case we needed to converse off the air during commercial.
Right.
Identification. Station identification.
Right. You normally in like real radio, you'd have a button, and when the button is pressed, there's a light flashing letting you know.
That's right. You can cough and you can do all kinds of things.
Yeah. Could you have an orgasm?
You could.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to hold the button for a while.
You don't have to hold it. Well, there are buttons you do have to hold, you know.
Or push.
Yeah. So this week's jabber quote.
The jabbergasm. No, what is it? The jabber quote.
Yeah.
What is it?
This week's jabber quote brought to you by Stephen Larry.
That's right. You didn't say that with much of a radio voice.
I don't have it in
this today. Week's jabber quote brought to us by Stephen Larry is Stephen Larry.
Yeah, my voice is just shot, screaming and singing all night.
Do you sing any lead vocals for anything?
Yeah, last night I did a Dave Wilcox tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave Wilcox is Canadian.
Canadian guy, yeah.
Is he the guy I'm thinking of? He was in an... he's not the Husker Du guy, is he?
No. No, he's...
Is Husker Du Canadian?
Yes, they are.
I'm thinking of somebody else than David somebody else. The guy that Copper Blue CD, Sugar, the band Sugar.
Big Sugar?
No, Sugar. There's a guy in there that I thought was from Husker Du.
Okay.
But he's from... anyways.
We don't do any Husker Du tunes.
Yeah, no. I don't really know if I know any Husker Du even.
Do you know any Dave Wilcox?
You know, I used to have some, and I think the stuff that I had was really cool stuff. It was kind of mellow and acoustic stuff I think I had.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody sent me some stuff back in the day, 80s.
Yeah, he's a really good guitar player and a unique vocal styling for sure. And that's why they... make me sing it because
you're unique.
I have a unique vocal styling as well. Anyway, this week's jabber quote, like I told you before, had to do with how emotions were brought on. This is Mark Twain saying this.
Oh, you like Mark Twain?
Yes, I do. Any emotion, if it is sincere, is involuntary.
Ah, and we were just discussing about voluntary, involuntary, evoked, and prevoked.
Right. And transverted. So he's saying here that there are emotions that can be insincere. For one thing, he's saying that if it is a sincere emotion, it is involuntary.
Well, would an insincere emotion be something where you fake something?
Or it just has a low...
Like joyful to see an ant that you can't stand type of thing?
No, because you can be joyful to see somebody, but not super joyful. But you act super joyful.
Well, that's what I mean, though. No? You're doing that. You're faking it.
I'm not saying... I guess it is faking. I'm just saying the degree of which the emotion...
Right, okay.
Whereas if you're having a sincere, true emotion, it comes out and it's... And usually you can tell when someone's sincere or not. if you've been around enough people, I guess. Hmm. Whereas it's, if it's insincere, you can still have that emotion. You know what I mean? That
right.
emotion can, that emotions can still be present. But any emotion is involuntary as long if it's to be a sincere emotion.
I can dig it.
Also, Albert Einstein had a line, if we're just going to
yeah,
hear what other people had to say about emotions.
Yeah, what does Albert Einstein have to say? He's had a lot to say about a lot of things.
Yeah. He's a smart guy because he's a genius. He said that E equals MC squared, where E is for emotion. So your E is your emotion, and your M is your, those cookies are good.
E is, see what I mean? See what I go through?
See what I go through.
And you wonder how I don't get emotional.
No, no. He, Albert Einstein said, the finest emotion of which we are capable is the mystic emotion.
Mystic emotion?
Mystic emotion.
What's that mean exactly?
That's a really good question. I that's why I didn't actually decide to use that one, because I wasn't positive.
Maybe like the emotion that we can't understand, quite understand, possibly?
Possibly, but I'm not sure.
The mystic emotion. Maybe he means that as not necessarily, not a specific emotion, but generalizing emotions as mystic. The mystic emotion.
Possible.
Can we get him on the phone?
No, we can't. But he has, when I punch up that quote, it's, everybody knows about it, obviously.
They do?
Yeah, I mean, it's, when I punch in mystic emotion, it's obviously something that he said. What he meant by mystic emotion, I'm not exactly sure. But he says it's the finest emotion of which we are capable of.
The mystic emotion.
Yeah. So I wonder if that has to do with when you're getting in contact with other spiritual beings, or when you're praying or something like that. It's mystic. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
But then that goes, I don't know. Because even then you have some wonder again. So what emotion can you associate with wonder? I'm not sure. Dale Carnegie also had something to say. Do you know who Dale Carnegie is, of course?
Yeah, he's the one that has that concert hall.
Yes, in New York City. Dale Carnegie Hall. All the famous...
Dale Carnegie Memorial.
When dealing with people, that's what his thing was, how to make friends, influence people, and
in high places,
self-help thing. I know my buddy Craig took the Dale Carnegie course. It's like $1,300 to take that thing too. It's like
wow.
A week long. It's crazy. Supposedly it helps a lot of people to become more self-confident. When dealing with people, remember you are not dealing with creatures of logic. You are dealing with people, creatures. You are dealing with creatures of emotion. Because we're emotional people. You can't, we're not always logical, that's for sure. Some people are more driven by their emotions than they are by the events that the way they should happen.
By logic and ration. And
yeah, do you think men are more or less logical?
Well, you're going to have to tune into the man show for that, and that's coming up in a few weeks.
Are we? Do we have a man show?
We're doing a man show.
Oh, right.
Man purses, man... Man acting.
Can we get Jimmy Kimmel on the show?
Manly emotions. Get who?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Why?
Because he did a show called The Man Show.
Oh, The Man Show thing.
Yeah. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, I've heard some of the recordings that go on through the internet and stuff like that. Yeah. Man Show stuff.
Yes. I've seen him on a roast for Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah? He must have been pretty good on there.
He was the host of the roast. Mm. Host of the roast.
With the most.
He was the most host with the roast. He was hilarious, and they just put her down. And Tommy Lee was there, and wow. It was just,
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock was not there. No,
no,
no.
Aren't they still together?
No,
or Kid Rock.
No, they got married like 3-4 times, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Them two.
Yeah, like and I mean, like,
is she back with Tommy Lee or something?
No,
I heard that too.
Yeah, I've heard they've happened, been together, but you can never, you know, they got kids together, so. And they were there together. Now, when I say together, they were there at the same time.
Right, right.
They weren't sitting next to each other, nothing like that. But, they were just,
That's, you know what?
Ripped on her, boy.
That's, I mean, a roast is cool, but that's like, you're setting yourself up for some torture that way, like her, you know what I mean? And some people, you know, because he's just going to get totally bashed. And that's what, you know, it's fun and funny, I'm sure. But, you know, most of this stuff is probably sincerely meant, you know, as opposed to a roast, like, you know, you clown around, you make jokes about some of the things people, but they, you know, I'm sure Kimmel would love to put her down.
Oh, he just went on and on.
Was David Letterman there?
No.
That would have been sweet, too.
He's
pretty good, David.
Yes, he is very good. They like talking about the size of her vagina and how big Tommy Lee's dick is. And all
that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. How many guys?
And where'd you see that?
Because
that's got to be X-rated. Satellite TV or something?
It was a Comedy Central DVD. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm doing is zip.ca. It's an online movie rental thing.
Right,
I'm just checking it out.
My buddy uses it all the time.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking it out to see how it works.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's working out for me. My wife doesn't like it too much because it doesn't show, it doesn't give you enough of the new releases right away. Like I've had a new release, my number one choice. You basically rank your choices.
Right.
My number one is a new release. Bridge to Tabitha, or whatever it
right.
is. Excuse me. And they haven't sent it to me yet. Like, they've sent me many, and that one hasn't been sent yet. So my wife's kind of saying this thing's crap. But the backlog of stuff, you can get stuff like, got the Lost in Space.
Yeah, they have some good old stuff, for sure.
The first ones, I've never seen them. I never remember seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the later ones that I have seen, the later DVDs, you know, you remember them.
Yeah, because I know my buddy Terry subscribes to zip.ca, and he's gotten some really cool old stuff. He's got Kiss Meets the Phantom coming, and some stand-up...
And Shout?
No. Stand-up comedy from Richard Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip and stuff, like old stuff. He's gotten some really cool old things and some good concerts and stuff that are, you know, not so readily available at your local...
Movie store. Yeah, it's mostly new releases at the movie store.
Blockbuster.
That's what my wife is used to going to see. You know, she sees stuff that's in recent memory, you know, whereas there's a lot of old
stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's just, I mean, I guess if you don't mind waiting, it's a convenience thing, you know, you don't have to really...
Super duper convenient.
They just send it to you and you send it back.
You send it back in an envelope. You can watch
it. You get it, you rip it, and you send it back.
You mean you rip open the envelope that
right.
it's in. Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
What else is there?
There is nothing else. It's funny, you know, the envelopes, you stick them in to send them away. You can see there's a perforation right in them so that you can tell that they rip them open just to dump them out. But the envelope they send you that stuff in, it doesn't have that little perforation in them. Zip.ca, if you're listening, give us the perforation. Make it easy for us to open. Because there's a big thing on the flap of the envelope. Please be careful opening this envelope because there's another envelope in here that we don't want you to rip.
Right.
Well, why don't you make a perforation on the side there and fix this up? I don't get it.
So there you have the Zip.ca show. That's for the Canadian folk.
And Jabbercast this week brought to you. Jabber quote brought to you this week by Zip.ca. Your place to get online.
We shouldn't be plugging them or anybody.
No, but we should
mention Larry.
We should mention them, do a good spot for them, and then we just give them a little, shoot them a line, say, hey.
Yeah.
We're talking about your great...
And they'll be like, well, we don't even need your spots. Now that you threw that in there, we got so much more business. We don't need to pay for it now. And what do we have for the fine folk next week?
You tell me, because you're looking at the
getting in trouble. As kids, as teens, as grown-ups, who hasn't gotten in trouble at some point in time? From your parents, the neighbors, the police, perhaps? That's what next week's show is, the Get in Trouble show.
I can see
that'll be fun.
I can say a few things about getting in trouble.
So that's what we got for you next week.
Awesome.
Visit www.thejabbercast.com. Go to the My Chingo Recorder. Leave us a message. Leave us an ID. Leave us a show topic that you might like us to cover.
Sure. Leave us a $20 bill. I don't care.
We're Big JD and Lippo.
Yep. Are we coming to the close?
Yeah, this is the end.
Really?
My only friend, the end.
Yes, the Doors. Okay, I didn't realize that.
We're done. This is the end of the show for this week.
Wow, I'm glad we're here, that's for sure.
Yeah, and now we're gone.
Yeah, when I opened my eyes this morning, I was thinking, oh my God, how am I going to make this one? But we did it.
And he made it on time.
Just in the nick.
There you go.
So, thanks for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind, sold separately.